Hello, Chicago, and welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of October 9th, 2006. This October 29th will be marking the second annual Wicked Day here in Chicago. Fans from throughout Oz are invited to come to the musical phenomenon with a spell of events here at Chicago's Daily Plaza. Wicked Day is the culmination of a month-long celebration, also known as Wicked Month. It all begins on October 13th with a Wicked Tent at the Haunted Village at Pumpkin Plaza. For you foreigners out there, that's Washington and Dearborn Streets. Warm up your vocal cords on October 22nd, the Be Wicked Singing Contest kicks into gear. The preliminary rounds will start on that Sunday, October 22nd, with the finals being performed on Wicked Day. Wicked Month will also be bringing us the State Street Halloween Happening Parade. That will be on Saturday, October 21st, right out in front of the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, where Wicked is currently showing. If you love Wicked, then you definitely love this month. Don't miss Wicked Day, October 29th. So go out and participate in all you Wicked can. Menopause the Musical, the Chicago hit which has had an open run at the Apollo Theater, has announced that they will be closing on November 19th. Menopause the Musical is the highest-grossing show in the Apollo Theater's 28-year history, and it is the theater's second-longest-running show as well. As of close time, the production will have run for 175 weeks, seeing 250,000 audience members in over 1,200 performances. The Chicago sit-down production opened back in July of 2003, and as I mentioned earlier, comes to a close on November 19th. So get out there, get your tickets, and do not miss it. Well, Broadway in Chicago has announced their 2007 season. The Broadway in Chicago season kicks off in March at the LaSalle Bank Theater with Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. That will be starring Kathleen Turner and Bill Irwin, two of my favorite actors. I'm definitely not missing that one. After that, in May, will be Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, and that will be starring film legend Michael York as King Arthur. After that, coming in July, will be The Light in the Piazza, the 2005 Tony Award-winning play starring Craig Lucas. In August, the Auditorium Theater will be showing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and in October of next year, LaSalle Bank Theater will be showing the 2006 Tony Award-winning Jersey Boys. The season tickets will be going on sale on Sunday, October 29th, so make sure you get in line early. Well, the Bailiwick Arts Center has announced their biggest production in their history, and it will be Jerry Springer, the Opera. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me, Jerry Springer, the Opera, which incidentally was a hit on London's West End. Well, now it's skipping over Broadway and coming straight to Chicago. The Bailiwick Arts Center will be the first U.S. theater to show Jerry Springer, the Opera, as they hope to attract a new, larger audience base. That'll be coming next spring to the Bailiwick. Jerry Springer, the Opera. Don't miss it. And on a more solemn note, we here at Talk Theater in Chicago would like to express our deepest and saddest condolences to the family of Gene Janssen, who passed away last Wednesday while performing on the stage. We were given the honor of interviewing Gene shortly before he passed away. When we asked him what the future held for him, here's what he had to say.
Oh, I have no idea. I never have. In all these 50 years, I have never known from one week to the next, really. The future, the immediate future, is that I will be running in this play through November 5th. But you know what? At this stage of my career, frankly, this, and I'm not saying this to by any means to give the wrong impression to the young people. But at this point, I'm not really pounding the pavement or knocking on doors. In some areas, the people know me and they call and ask me if I would do a thing or that. But I take it as it comes.
So we here at Talk Theater in Chicago would like to thank you, Gene Janssen, for 50 years in Chicago theater. And he was doing what he loved all the way up until the end. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, we are here every Monday with a new episode ready for your listening pleasure. So until next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.